Okay, we are back. It is 9:32, and everybody could use a little bit of love on a Monday, right?
I love love.
Chantel Hyde is Canada's dating expert. She is in studio with us this morning. We always have so much fun, and our time goes by like, woo, in a whiz biz. So
way too fast.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah. Can you not hear those headphones? Okay, so grab one that says, I might have to come over there, actually. Oh. You got that? Is that where you're plugged into? Oh, yeah, turn those ones up. We have technical difficulties. Okay, there we go. See, we fixed it.
I'm still getting used to this.
Ourselves. It's a bunch of Wonder Woman people over here. Have you seen it?
No,
I haven't either, not yet.
I went to a wedding this weekend and I wore a one-shoulder Athenian black long full-length gown. Did you see the movie?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to take my boys.
I looked like Wonder Woman. I had my hair all swept up to the side. I haven't seen the movie, but apparently like that, I looked like Wonder Woman.
Did you take a lasso with you?
I did the full out, right? Oh, yeah. When somebody told me that, I was like, check this out. I know how to Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. I thought you were going to tell me they had a Wonder Woman cake. I got very excited about that. Couldn't that be a great wedding cake, a Wonder Woman cake?
It would be.
I like that. It sets the tone.
Ideas.
Yeah. Just write those down for those, Pinterest weddings right. Planning in my head. Okay. So what's new? What's exciting? What's happening with you before we get into everybody's problems?
Oh, well, okay. This weekend I'm doing a book signing at Chapters in Kitchener. So for all you local people, come and see me. The book tour continues. I'm booked into September now. And so, anybody listening outside of Kitchener-Waterloo, just take a look at my website, canadasdatingcoach.com, click on my in-person tab, and you'll see when I'm coming to a city near you, which is inevitable. Mm-hmm. And then also, I got a booking for November 11th at Deerhurst Resort for the Girlfriends Getaway Weekend.
And what's that about?
It is just girls having an amazing time. They always have a headlining act on Sunday night. This year, it's Sass Jordan.
So great.
Oh, my God. God, I grew up to that woman.
Yeah.
I had her tape cassette in my Walkman just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for so long.
So now, so you kind of grab a girlfriend or three or four and you make a girls' weekend out of it.
A whole girls' weekend. So, they have all these workshops scheduled on the Saturday and I'm doing two. So there's one, we are going to fill this room. We are going to blast this room full of energy. The talk that I'm doing is called Elegant Cave Woman. The room that's booked is for 350 people, and I promise you, it starts with a bang.
Okay, Elegant Cave Woman. Let's talk about that for a second. Because you know how I'm a raging feminist over here behind this mic, so I want to hear more about this.
Okay, so when you are aligned with what you are naturally, when you understand the three parts of you, which is your biology, your logic, your spiritual side, when you understand your anthropology, which is where we came from originally, because we've diverted so far from what we are as human women, and we just don't get it anymore. And this is causing a lot of discord, mm-hmm. And ultimately misery for way too many women. I'm not saying for everybody, but for way too many women, because we're just disaligned. And what I talk about is how understanding yourself is going to give you some peace, mm-hmm. and some peace of mind, some compassion for yourself. You're going to understand why you're unhappy. And now you can swim with the tides instead of swimming against your natural tides.
And the best example I can think about this one is the time that you told me where my mommy guilt came from.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it changed my life, Chantel.
Oh, thank you.
I tell all of my girls, every time we have a conversation about mommy guilt, I'm like, I'm about to blow your mind.
Yeah.
And I pass that along because all women everywhere suffer from that mommy guilt. For example, I go to everything at my kids' school because this job allows me to do so, right?
Yeah.
So I'm usually off. I can go on field trips. I can volunteer in his classroom. Well, it just so happened that last month was Mother's Day, and I had a trip booked, and there was going to be a Mother's Day tea while I was away. And that child put me through the ringer. You can't believe you're not going to come. You should move your trip. And I briefly considered losing the deposit and switching the trip. And then I thought, wait a second. I show up for you all the time, every day. You know I love you.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. But it was you in my head talking about the biology behind the mommy guilt. So
yes.
Tell everybody about that first.
Okay.
Blow some people's lives apart.
Let me start with the biggest mistake men and women do, which is thinking we think like each other. We are not made alike. Ladies, men look at each other on the outside, you see those differences. Your brain structure is as different as you look on the outside. And so we are wired differently. Woven into our DNA are certain traits that are stronger in one gender than in another. And we own guilt, unlike men do. I'm not saying men don't feel guilty. I'm saying we feel it at a higher level. And so whenever I see one of these differences, my next question is, what is the biological purpose of this? What is the evolutionary purpose? And so the evolutionary purpose of women having a higher rate of guilt is because we are the baby caretakers. So when, again, take us back to caveman days, and what did we look like? What did we do? When you understand what we did back then, you understand why we survived for so long, because we were doing the right thing, right? So as cavemen and cavewomen, men would go out and hunt and procure more resources, because the more resources they brought, the better the chance of survival. And so women, while men were out procuring more resources, were looking after the small children. Of course we did. You know, we breastfed them. So they had to stay by our side. So woven into our DNA as mothers, as females of the species, is a high rate of guilt, because the purpose is so that we look at the child and we care. If we didn't care, if they lost a little bit of weight, if their color was off, and by the way, also woven in our DNA is a higher ability to detect fine detail, right? Mm-hmm. So we see those small changes of thriving or not, mm-hmm. and we care. If we didn't feel guilty about them not thriving, guess what? The child doesn't survive.
Right. It's so fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's so layered, but it just is so sensical.
Yes.
You know, it's just is so, it's so
that's what
sensical.
I hear all the time.
It makes
that
sense.
That makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And we're just not taught the basics of what we are as human beings. And it drives me a little bit crazy.
Yeah, because it's like everything from, and every relationship.
Yeah.
If you understand, like you say, your biology and mm-hmm. your logic, and you understand yourself just even physically,
yeah.
you can, and then you get it a little
yes.
bit better when you're, you know, having relationships, whether it's a romantic one, whether it's one at work, whether, I mean, this really is helpful stuff for all forms of human contact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, we, of course, as raging feminists, we can be equal, but we can be different. That's my thing, right?
We
are
must
different.
Be different.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women are puzzle pieces, different, but fitting together to create a better whole.
Yeah. I love it when you tell me about the mommy guilt.
Mm.
It's and when I share it with
liberates
the moms,
you.
It does. It's very
the
freeing.
The truth will set you free.
It's very freeing.
Yes.
Okay, so the book signing at Chapters Girls. So what if people
Saturday
want to go to the Girls
and
Weekend?
Sunday, Chapters Kitchener, come
okay.
out. I've got 5 books on the table. I wish I could get Say Yes to Goodness on the table this weekend. My printer is working hard to get it to me. But there's a possibility that it won't be there, but it
that's
will
the,
be physical copies in my hands soon.
That's, I think, the only one I'm missing.
Yeah,
and that's the one I have to, because that's the other thing that you and I have talked about that I yeah. struggle with, right? Is that for the first time in my life,
yes.
I'm in this super healthy place.
Right, and you're questioning it,
well,
which is like, no.
I'm just kind of like, yes to goodness,
which is available online right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all the books will be there, and you'll be there. People can get them signed. Now, when people come.
Lulu will be there.
Lulu will be, there she
yes,
is in her little purple tutu, the puppy over. I don't think
she's
you can.
Too precious. You can. I know
camera.
You can't.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll get a shot of her.
Right.
So now, what's the dynamic like between you and fans and people when they come to see you at a book signing? Like, are you often are they often there? Like, okay, I need a session right now. Does that happen a lot?
Yeah. I love these little impromptu moments, because, you know, my favorite thing to hear is, oh my God, this is fate. I needed this. I came, you know, I wasn't even thinking I was going to come here, but I was compelled to come here. And here you are, you know, and I'm hearing what I need to hear. I'm getting the information that I need to move beyond where I am right now, whether it's dealing with a relationship or a breakup, moving to the next step, whatever it is, I gave them an alleviation to their soul's angst. And those moments, I'm talking about it right now, and I just feel so full.
Mm.
That is the most amazing thing that happens to me when I'm out in the public.
And so people kind of see the books and think, oh my gosh, I should really go
I
over
need
there.
This.
I need
yes.
this. Yeah.
And it's super funny, because, I mean, I'll hold up, you know, no more A's.
Yeah. Yeah. No more jerkwads. Only
no more,
the other
no
word.
More A-holes.
Yeah.
Right? And women will burst out laughing and they'll say, oh my God, we, and they'll point to their girlfriend beside them. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about that.
We were just talking about that. Yeah. The whole bad boy thing. And when you get to the point that you're at your limit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have actually a question about that coming up. So, and you have a great one. You sent this to me over the weekend.
Yes.
And gosh, this is because it's not super black and white. Like I told you, I was just reading as we said that you were coming in. I was just reading because the first line in the email to you, Chantel, I met a guy and he's perfect.
Yes.
But you can just hear the but.
Yes.
You know? You can just hear the butt in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So actually, first, before we go to break and then come back with the letters and questions, you can call Chantel, too, if you want to talk to her about something in your relationship world. Is star 570-519-570-2545. Not just women who call and ask questions about this. Anybody who's struggling with something right now.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you. Or you can email us to jennifer@570news.com. How do people get tickets for the girls' weekend at Deerhurst?
You want to Google girlfriend weekend or girlfriend getaway weekend and Deerhurst or Huntsville. And it's going to be right at the top there. It is super popular. There's over 1,000 women who go every year.
Wow.
It is incredible.
So workshops and fun and eating and all the outdoor
all of it.
Stuff.
Beautiful. Yes, all of it.
That's a good girls' weekend.
And it is.
It's not just one where you're going to go drink 7 bottles of wine and like have a hangover the next day. You're actually going to kind of fill up your
fun. There's a lot of stuff to do. A
lot of stuff to do. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so let's take a break and we will come back. We'll start with that one. Chantel, I met a guy. And he's perfect. What happens after that? That's next on 570 News.
John Wilson's Weather Guarantee. Weekdays at 7:11. Only on 570 News.
Okay, we're back. We have the best conversations. When Chantel
nonstop.
When Chantel Hyde, Canada's dating expert, is in the studio. So I think we should get back to that one in a couple, if we can, because you have a great post on your website, too, called What Can I Do About His Rude Kids? Ooh!
By the way, on my website, you're going to find my Dear Chantel advice column.
Yes. This is my favorite part.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part. Okay, so you sent this to me as an idea over the weekend because you had received this
Over and over, by the way.
Have you?
Like I said, it's a hot topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll read the letter from Tony, and then you be you.
Tony.
That's
easy.
You be you. Okay.
Okay.
Dear Chantel, I met a guy and he's perfect. He's handsome, successful, hardworking, kind, and funny. He is a single dad, takes good care of his 11-year-old daughter, co-parenting well with her mom. He's really everything I've wanted, right down to great in bed. Check, 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 check.
Mm-mm-mm.
We only see each other maybe one night a week because of his busy schedule. If he's not at one of his daughter's sporting events, he's in another city working. But we Skype a few nights a week when he's away. So I know he's not pretending to be out of town or fooling around with other girls. He says he's not looking for a relationship because he doesn't have time and that his main focus right now is his work and his daughter. I think deep down he's just scared because his last real relationship ended in disaster. I really want a relationship with him. I'd love some advice on getting him to commit. Signed, Tony.
Right. So
I mean, I have what's happening in my head, but yours is going to be nicer. So I want to hear what you say.
Okay, well, let me hear yours.
Okay, well, do you know what I think that if he was as invested as she was, then he'd be right there with her wanting, you know, I work too much. I'm too busy. Be damned. If you really are, you know, connected with someone and you're feeling it.
Yes.
None of that will stand in your way.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. So, I said earlier, our biggest mistake is thinking that the other gender thinks like us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to sex, here's the difference. Men choose what mode they're in. So you want to think fertility cycle in order to kind of really understand what's going on here. So men are the sea planters. They are fertile 24/7, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they can do it anytime, anywhere to anybody who's available. And really, that's a very good function of the male of whatever species, because the female cycles, she's not always fertile. Now, the purpose of this is for men, when the woman is ready, the men can plant the seed. The purpose of the cycle for women is the observation period, right? We get to look at males putting on a display and then select the mate that's best for us.
And that's so important. Yes. It is just biology. It's science,
yes,
right there.
Yeah.
Because did you hear that, ladies? So the cycle means that you're only fertile for those 7 days. Not even. It's two, I think,
isn't it? I think it's a couple,
yeah. Yeah. Because you're supposed to be watching and choosing your mate wisely,
yes,
during the rest of the cycle.
This is how we got here, because women were not stupid in selecting a mate. They selected the mate that proved that they were going to be there and help ensure the survival of the offspring.
What with the hunting and the gathering?
They yes, proved themselves,
yeah,
right? Like, look at me, I'm a strong mate. Look at what I can offer you. And I will be invested in the DNA, our combined DNA that comes out of your body. I will be there long enough to ensure the survival of this young. I am invested in the outcome. But that investment is a choice. When a male says, I don't want a relationship, what he's saying is, I refuse to be invested in the outcome. I don't want to be invested in the outcome. And he can separate his emotions like that. Whereas females, once we start having sex, mm-hmm, our brain says, we've been through the vetting process, we've selected a good mate, and now we are in the bonding period, right? So there's pair bonding that happens. You know the 7-year itch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty much how long the pair bonding that takes place between the human species goes on for. And then our brain says, or, you know, essentially our DNA says, okay, time to make more DNA. We've ensured the survival of this offspring. And now it's time to make another one and ensure that one is going to survive. And so our brain kind of splits from our partner and start seeking another set of genetic code that's going to be stronger than the last one we just made a baby with.
Wow.
Boom.
That was not what the Marilyn Monroe movie was about. I mean, it was a little bit.
Oh, well, right?
Okay, so what do you say to Tony? That, so that's, you know, now,
right,
she understands that, okay,
yes,
he's telling you in no uncertain terms.
He has predetermined,
yeah,
his investment. This is not an investment to me. This is a release. I'm letting you know you are here for my release if you choose to be. Why do men have sex with women even if they're not going to get in a relationship? And the answer is because they can.
Mm-hmm.
Because the women say, that's okay. And maybe at that point, she really does feel like that's okay. Like, he's really hot. I just want to have some fun. I just got out of a relationship. It's okay. But the thing is, men can start having sex and continue to have sex, having predetermined they don't want to get in a relationship and stay in that mode. Women might get into a sexual relationship predetermining that they don't want a relationship, but they will get in relationship mode because the act of sex puts her in the pair bonding, you know, frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she starts to develop
feelings.
She's
already there. She's
gone.
Well,
that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the more it goes on, the deeper we get, because the more our brain says we've pair bonded. And so now she gets feelings. Now she wants more time, more attention. She starts demanding more from the guy. He says, look, you know, I can't give you what you want. I already told you I wasn't looking for a relationship. And now women get angry. Well, why were you having sex with me all this time? Because for her, it became an investment. You know, this is what women kind of tend to think. Well, maybe if I keep having sex and I keep being available when he asks for my time, he's going to become as invested as I am.
Right.
And their brains don't function the same way ours do. And so it's not happening for them, and women get upset. And this is my advice. Ladies, listen to the words coming out of his mouth. Don't be upset that this is a guy saying, I don't want a relationship. Be upset at the guy who says he's in it for a relationship and is fooling around.
Absolutely.
That's the one who's a jerk. The one who's telling you from the beginning, I'm not in this for a relationship, is being honest. This is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Make a decision that's right for you based on the knowledge on the table. If you want a relationship and he's saying he doesn't want one, take that knowledge and move on.
So good, Chantel. It's so good. You're mm-hmm. so right. Don't be mad at the guy who's telling you the truth.
Yes,
that's be mad
right.
at the guy who's lying to you.
Absolutely.
Such good.
Make
such
a decision
good advice.
That's right for you based on the information provided.
So, Have you heard back from Tony yet?
No.
How do you separate yourself from that? Like, after someone gets in touch, offers you, you know, an issue, or does it become kind of an ongoing thing that you kind of hear back about the
techniques? Sometimes I do. And I think really it depends on whether or not women follow my advice, which is difficult for some people because, you know, I'm very nuts and bolts. And some women appreciate that and they follow my advice and then they email me. I did what you told me to do. I'm in a much better place. I found this great guy. We're so much better suited for each other. And I love that. I kind of feel sometimes when I don't hear from people, it's because they're holding on to their truth rather than the truth.
Yeah. Their truth, not the truth.
Yeah.
And you were just saying that you posted this on the weekend. What did you post? I'm not here to tell you what to do.
I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to teach you how to be happier despite what other people are doing.
Because that's really what it's all about, isn't it? Like you just said, how you have to own your reactions. That's what it is all about.
When you try to change other people, you disempower yourself.
So good. Because you should use that energy, right? To kind of figure out why you're behaving or why you're...
What do I want? What do I want? And if you're not used to asking yourself, what do I want? Then start asking yourself every minute, what do I want? Get in the habit of saying, what do I want? Be aware of your surroundings. Look, we didn't get here by not being aware of our surroundings. If we weren't, we would have been eaten, you know? Mm-hmm. Be aware. We've lost touch with ourselves, of the human animal that we are. Become aware of your surroundings. Take the information provided and make a decision that's right for you based on that information. What do I want? What do I want? Act accordingly. And please meditate and shrink your amygdala, because you will become so much, like, much smarter, because you're going to have more brain space when you shrink your amygdala. Now you have more room for other gray matter to take place. Essentially, there's only
more science.
Our head is only a certain size, but our brain can develop more gray matter.
And
right?
You can learn how to do that, all of that, the meditation and what the amygdala does and why fight or flight is so important.
Yes.
It's all at canadasdatingcoach.com.
Yes.
We're going to run out of time.
Ah,
I know, right? We need 3 hours. Okay, so tell everybody again, this weekend, they can find you.
Chapters of Kitchener by Sports World, Saturday and Sunday. I will be there all day, all days, along with Little Lulu.
Little Lulu, of course. Yeah, she's the draw.
She's so happy. You should see how ecstatic she is to go into a Chapters bookstore.
She knows what it is now.
Yes.
Because she's going to get all the love.
Oh, so much love. Like, just food and pettings all day. And really, don't you want that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Food and pettings all day.
She has the best job.
And a steady paycheck. What's a girl get ready?
Right?
That's about it.
Yeah.
All right. It is canadasdatingcoach.com. You can find Chantel there. You can get in touch with her or just go back and do the popular post, because we didn't even get to what can I do about his rude kids.
Right.
I found my friend's husband on Tinder.
Oh, let's do
that next time too.
Yeah, we did that on Global News. It was incredible.
Did you?
It got a huge response on Global News.
I bet. Okay, we have to do that one too. Okay, there's so much to talk about for next time.
Can I do a freebie for your people?
Of course.
If you go to my website, sign up for my mailing list, I will send you a free copy of Fake Love Need Not Apply.
Ooh, love it. You're so giving.
Yay.
All right, it is 9:58 and news is next at 10. Thanks so much for your time and your love this morning, and we'll talk to you in the morning.